and the pathologic complete response, either using breast alone or breast and nodes for ER-negative patients, is consistently above 70%. So do we challenge the primacy of the operation? Certainly for HER2-new positive patients, we must. A 70% pathologic complete response, I've reached the point that I don't operate on these individuals if I think they've had a pathologic complete response. We simply do core needle biopsy of the coordinates and a sentinel node and irradiate the breast. And we've done this in case after case after case, which this discerning audience will realize is a sample size of 3 patients. What about those individuals who do not achieve a pathologic complete response in this pure population that's HER2-new positive? They, in fact, do have residual iniquitous cells. What are we going to do for them? They're at extremely high risk for recurrence because they failed HER2-targeted therapy.